Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
Virginia's latest idea for helping economically depressed communities is legalizing casino gambling. One of the places that would be eligible is Danville. As we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, local government is enthusiastic, but not everyone shares that feeling.
The story is by John Crane, a reporter with the Danville Register and Bee. And he just went around town talking to people, the classic man on the street. What do you think of a casino, a big gambling operation coming to Danville? And got a real mixed reaction. There's some people who thought it would be good for jobs, and others weren't so sure. They felt like they had some moral objections to gambling and thought, a lot of people in the area are struggling economically, and maybe not the best thing to have them spending their money on gambling. It might replace one problem with another, some people said.
David, city leaders make the case for economic benefit. How do they back up that argument?
The city has gone off and hired a consultant who gave them some numbers that said a casino with the huge investment they're talking about, at least $200 million, would generate $12 million a year in local taxes. That would go for schools and other needed services, and that could grow to $20 million in taxes by 2028. And according to this study, by 2028, if everything went well, the city could end up with 5,400 additional direct jobs related to the gambling operation.
The state has a study underway right now. It should be finished by December. After that, the General Assembly will decide whether to go ahead. We should note this is not statewide legalization that we're talking about. It would be limited to specific areas. A story now about a man who grew up playing baseball in Southside, Virginia. He's still playing baseball, but now he's making millions of dollars at it. And David, he has not forgotten where he came from.
Right, this story is by Tom McLaughlin. He's a reporter with the News and Record in South Boston. And it's a story about a local guy named Jeremy Jeffries, who grew up, like a lot of folks around South Boston, eating seafood at Breedlove's, a restaurant that's been serving up fried fish and other seafood for as long as anybody can remember. Jeffries was a huge fan, and at the time he was known around town as a kid with an amazing fastball. And he's finally made it, and he's a successful pitcher, all-star pitcher with the Milwaukee Brewers. And he has made good on his promise that if he made it big, he would bring Breedlove's along with him and introduce folks to the seafood he grew up loving as a kid.
Moving the restaurant was not going to happen, but Jeffries had a different idea.
What he's done is he's bought an old Frito-Lay van, converted into a food truck, and created a joint venture with one of the sons of the Breedlove's owner to have a food truck outside Miller Park in Milwaukee called JJ's Bread and Butter to bring that taste of South Boston fried fish to the good folks in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee fans have a tradition of tailgating, so the food truck should fit right in. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.